Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. What role did President Biden play in his son's non-cooperation with a congressional subpoena?
House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to learn whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena for closed-door testimony earlier this month. Lawmakers assert that if the president was involved in Hunter's decision not to comply, it could constitute an impeachable offense. I'm John Schaefer.
Senior U.S. officials from the Biden administration taking part in what's being called a very productive meeting with their Mexican counterparts yesterday. Officials from both countries said the talks went well, though no major details were given. Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador hit up X and said important agreements were reached for the benefit of our people and nations. Now more than ever, a good neighbor policy is essential. In southwest Miami-Dade County yesterday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man and left a woman hospitalized.
The helicopter was seen at about 1:08 p.m. Going down, and that's how the calls came in. And we had multiple tactical rescue personnel here, along with their Air Rescue South and Miami-Dade Police Department South District units that responded.
According to Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta, the helicopter, which was reportedly traveling from Fort Myers to Miami Executive Airport, went down several miles from the runway. A Fox News anchor and reporter, Matt Napolitano, passed away at the age of 33 after a brief illness. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The ban on the sale of certain Apple smartwatches has been temporarily suspended. Yesterday, a federal appeals court issued a temporary block on enforcing an International Trade Commission order that prohibited Apple from selling its latest Apple Watch models in the U.S. In response to the ITC order, which concluded that the blood oxygen sensor in the devices violated intellectual property belonging to medical tech company Masimo, Apple ceased the sale of its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. Tommy Smothers, part of the iconic Smothers Brothers comedy and music duo, passed away. His family and the National Comedy Center say he died on Tuesday at the age of 86 after a battle with cancer. Dick Smothers, Tommy's brother, expressed eternal gratitude for a lifetime spent together. The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour gained notoriety when CBS canceled it in 1969 due to the duo's penchant for satirizing those in positions of power. The sale of the Dallas Mavericks has been officially approved by the NBA. Mark Cuban has transferred a controlling interest to casino mogul Miriam Adelson and her family. This move positions her as the third woman to hold the principal ownership of an NBA team. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Well, good afternoon. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us sharing a party. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Alex Newman, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media and senior editor for the New American Magazine, is going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about the targeted takedown indictment of Donald Trump. No doubt a deep state revenge tactic. Donald Trump went after them, and what we're realizing now is the deep state has become and probably has been the fourth branch of government for a long time. Alex Newman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Be here. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, Alex, is that a fair statement that the deep state has become the fourth branch of government?
You know, I don't even know if I would use the word become, because this has been going on, unfortunately, for a very long time. The difference is Donald Trump forced them to reveal themselves because he was just unstoppable. And they got to the point where they just kind of came out of the closet. They didn't care anymore who saw it. And that brings us to today, where they don't care if we know that they're stealing elections. They don't care if we know that the Department of Justice is a clown car persecuting political enemies of the regime. They just don't care anymore. Right. So they really have revealed themselves as really, I would almost call it the shadow government, or as I say in the subtitle of my book, the invisible government behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Alex, they have gotten control of the media, social media certainly. It is quite the cabal. Mainstream media, they've got it all under their thumb, including the Justice Department, whether we're talking about the FBI, the IRS, all the three-letter agencies. It seems to be falling under the purview of the deep state.
Yeah, it does. And unfortunately, it's gotten more and more extreme, the control of these institutions. Again, it's been, you know, they've been quietly accumulating power for a long time. If you look, for example, at efforts to take over the media, these began at least 100 years ago when a cabal of insiders said, hey, you know, how do we get control, generally speaking? You know, they're not going to control every little town newspaper, but they thought, how do we get control of the general move in the media? And they figured out they could just buy a few dozen of the top newspapers, and that would trickle down to every local yokel newspaper. You know, that's where they're going to be taking their cues from, the New York Times, the Washington Compost. Then the internet comes along and kind of disrupts that. And so in comes IncuTel, right, the investment arm of the intelligence community, to start propping up these tech companies like Google, like Facebook, make sure that they become dominant players. And, you know, when I was in journalism school, Bill, I can't tell you how many times our professors told us, you are the gatekeepers. You're going to determine what the American people say. Like, man, you guys are like 10 years behind. You haven't heard of this thing called internet? You people are not gatekeepers of anything anymore. And so then they came back around with Google, with Facebook, with Twitter, with, you know, all the big tech companies to try to regain that position of gatekeeper so that information would not flow freely. And there was a brief period of maybe a few years where we really did have this incredible flow of information. It caused millions of people to wake up, and now they're trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Well, Well, I would say also, Alex, what contributed to this was consolidation. You know, I was in the broadcasting industry, so I saw radio and TV stations being bought up, where before you could not own but a couple of entities, plus a newspaper. The FCC outlines were pretty restrictive. But when consolidation came around, ironically enough, what it was, why it was introduced was so that it would promote minority involvement and minority ownership of broadcast entities. But, you know, like everything that has to do with the government, you always get these unintended consequences, and it isn't even close to that. I mean, you may had a few minority stockholders involved in broadcasting, but by and large, broadcasting entities, radio and TV, are handled by, you know, maybe two handfuls of entities anymore.
Yep. And that's really disturbing when you start looking at the ownership structure of the media. And it's actually not just the media. If you look at the international business architecture, and in fact, there was a study published on this in 2011 in the Swiss journal PLOS1. What you find is that all these companies that look like they're independent, they're competing, the control of these all flows back to this tiny core. And that is very much true in the news media and also in the entertainment industry. You have this tiny group of companies with interlocking boards where you have entities like BlackRock owning huge, huge stakes in these companies, where this tiny, tiny little group of people basically has control over the editorial policy of news that reaches 95%+ of the American people.
Yeah, between BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the holy trinity of corporate America, I mean, they swing a big stick and they have a lot of influence, and they're in the newsrooms of America today, you know, controlling, you know, basically what it's come down to, sadly, because you as a professional journalist, and my background was initially started out in broadcast journalism. I grew up old school, Alex. I mean, it was like, okay, you're going to pursue the truth. There's going to be objective reporting and investigations and that sort of thing. But now that's gone by the wayside. And as you know, today, you probably have most of the journal, a predominant number of journalists that have graduated from, my understanding is like 39, they're all from the woke crowd, right?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, I look back, I was at one of the top journalism schools in the world, actually. It's considered one of the top 10 in the entire world for journalism. And I can count on one hand the number of non-liberals I knew there. As far as the faculty, the professors, there were zero. I actually walked into a business writing class one time. I couldn't believe it. And the professor introduces himself and says, "Hey, I'm Professor So-and-so. And by the way, I'm a Marxist." Like, what in the heck does that have to do with, you know, business writing? And why
exactly.
The business field? So really, even back then, and that was 12 years ago now, it was absolutely dominated by liberals, not just the faculty, but the student population. And as they get out into the real world, even if there were any conservatives who slipped through the cracks, they very quickly figured out, hey, if you want to work in this industry, if you want to work for one of the companies that's owned by, you know, the machine, by the deep state, if you will, you're going to toe the Liberal Party line. You're never going to call Donald Trump's lawyers and give them, you know, prominent space for a quotation. You're just going to parrot what the establishment is telling you to do. And that's kind of like an unspoken rule that virtually every journalist in virtually every major newsroom understands.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, between the peer pressure, if you're in school and you got a professor comes in and says, "I'm a Marxist," well, he's just told you what you need to say and how you need to respond to anything you write and present to him that better be in the Marxist language, or that, A, you can say goodbye to that, right?
That's right. And this was true across the board. You know, we had a history class. We had to take a few, you know, elective courses and other stuff. We took a history course, and all we learned about in American history was the civil rights movement and feminism. And the teacher was totally clueless. I mean, factual errors just spewing out of her mouth. You know, she gave us the wrong definition of the 17th Amendment. She totally mischaracterized what it was. I forget what she said it was. But I raised my hand, and I politely said, "No, actually, the 17th Amendment, that was the direct election of senators." And she, you know, you could see the smoke coming out of her ears, and she sends me out of class. I'm just trying to correct the factual record here so these kids don't go out and repeat that stupid thing in the front page of a newspaper. But
well,
you know, that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, God forbid, you know, you shall remain ignorant. You shall stay ignorant because I've said so. And how dare you question me? I know my son went through the same thing when he was in school as well. And, of course, it was difficult for me because, you know, I grew up in a time when you know, you could challenge the professor, and it was welcomed, and it really brought a level of debate that enlarged the intelligence of the people in the classroom.
Yep. And you know, that is historically what academia, what university was meant to be. And if you look at the history of the universities, these were almost every single one on the planet, at least the respectable ones that have some history, were founded by Christians for Christian purposes. And the purpose was to discover truth and to figure out how to propagate truth. And the assumption was that there is truth, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's gone all totally by the wayside. Now we're having a debate on whether there is truth and whether men should go into women's bathrooms. You know, academia, unfortunately, has been totally hijacked by the deep state, by the Marxists, by the cultural Marxists. And, you know, we see the fruit of that in these young people graduating from our university. They don't know the first thing about business. They don't know the first thing about creating a sentence. It's all baloney.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
Ugh.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't
return to first principles if we're going to get this country back on track. And mind you, a huge majority of Americans agree that this country is on the wrong track. Well, let's go back to the basics and let's make sure we're anchored in the truth, because that would go a long way to getting and righting the ship, right?
No question about it. There's no question about it. And I agree with you, Bill. If we don't go back to these basic truths that have underpinned Western civilization, that underpinned the formation of our own country, there's absolutely no way to restore all the other things that went along with that. Individual liberty, prosperity, security, economic well-being. All that stuff is going to go by the wayside. All of that was really the fruit of a society, a civilization, a culture based on fundamental truths. And the most fundamental truths is what Thomas Jefferson explained it well in the Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature and of nature's God. That's
exactly
what we have to get back to.
Amen. Well, we're talking with Alex Newman, the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media and senior editor for the New American Magazine. All the institutions that make up our society have been compromised, Alex. And I believe, I have faith in the American people. I want to have faith in the American people. 340 million people, the cumulative intelligence of all of us. We can figure this out. And this is where it requires we the people to come together. And I think this is where the deep state and the government is a little bit nervous, because they can't control 340 million people. There's just not enough encampments. There's not enough drugs. There's just not enough military force to cause us to comply. But, if we're going to get our hands back on this government, then we need to be focused on those first principles that you talk about, and it will go a long way, because the fact of the matter is that this great American idea has been hijacked. I don't know how to put it in any other terms, Alex.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, in tandem with that, what we see is this effort to create and inflame divisions where there were none, where there may have been a small division. They want to drive a wedge in there to make it even bigger. And so they want to turn people against each other based on their skin color, right? They want to turn people against each other based on their gender. So they tell women, oh, you're being oppressed by your husbands. You're being oppressed by men. You're not earning. They want to tell, everybody that their enemy is their fellow American, right? So the Democratic across the street with a Joe Biden. It's the Republican, because he likes Donald Trump. Really, the enemy is a tiny little core of evil megalomaniacs. And, as long as they keep us divided, Jesus Christ explained it very well. He said, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. He also said in one section, it will be laid waste. And we are moving very rapidly in that direction. As long as we continue thinking that our enemy is our fellow American,
right,
rather than the people who are actually trying to foment the division, who are trying to get us at each other's throat, there's no way to get back to sanity. And that does begin with accepting certain basic principles. And some of those are enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. God created us all equally, right? We're not going to do this equity stuff where if you have the wrong skin color, you can't get into a university, you can't get a job, you can't get a promotion. If you're the wrong gender, you can't serve on a board of directors. We've got to get back to the first principles, to the basic principles, and those unite us.
Exactly.
And those historically have united Americans.
And those are the things that embolden America, that truly make them happy, that they're able to go out and respond to their God-given mandate to go forth, be fruitful, and multiply, and all that that represents, right?
No question about it, right? And and I think we're several generations deep now into the government indoctrination of children. So your average young American today doesn't even know those words in the Declaration of Independence. They, under the guise of separation of church and state, you can look at some of the public school textbooks. They won't even quote the beginning words of the Declaration of Independence. Oh, well, it mentions God, so we can't teach the children that. Total lie, total baloney. So we do need a massive educational campaign, especially aimed at younger Americans. The millennials are lost. I'm a millennial. It's terribly embarrassing. But we need to teach the things that older generations of Americans learn to the younger generations, because they have not even heard it. And now we have an added complication that these younger people have been conditioned, almost like Pavlov's dogs.
Yes,
they hear certain trigger words,
right,
and instead of salivating, they start shouting, make it, whatever it is. And they're not thinking about this. It's not that they came to a rational conclusion. It's just a trained, conditioned response. So we have to find a way to bypass that and show them, hey, these principles are valuable, they're true, and they work very, very well and produce very good fruit.
Well, we need to remind everybody, Alex, in terms of first principles, is that there was a specific infrastructure that our founding fathers tapped into. And that was a God-given, a God-enlightened infrastructure that was undeniable, which goes back to, I believe, the conversation that God had with Cain when he said, if you do well, will it not go right for you? I mean, there is a lot packed in that short sentence, and it screams out to us in the millennium. If we do right, if we're true, and we're in harmony with the infrastructure that Almighty God, the creator of the universe, had assigned and put together, if we follow his laws, his rules, it'll go well for us. I mean, look at the founding of this country, how we were able to take on the number one fighting force in the land at the time with pitchforks and farmers who didn't know about fighting wars and going out and taking on such a military force as the British. I mean, even our first president, who was really our first commander in chief, who said, but by divine providence, you know, the colonies wouldn't have been able to hold together. This great American idea would have been aborted in its tracks.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, that is articulated so clearly in the Declaration of Independence. You know, they explain that we're going to appeal to the supreme judge of the world. They're not appealing to their weapons or to their superior military commanders. And I love what you said about, you know, going back really to the beginning. I'd go back even further. You know, I say we need to start these kids on Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created. And you can't understand reality properly unless you understand that in the beginning, God created, that he created space, he created time, he created matter, he created human beings. And then you fast forward, and the history that led us to the American founding is so important, and it's been almost completely washed away, right? How many young people today know about the Magna Carta, right? Exactly. The Magna Carta is fundamental to understanding where the American Republic came from. How many people know about the English Civil War in the early to mid 1600s when they finally settled this debate, you know, is the king the law, or does the king also have to follow the law? Is the law the king? And, of course, they ended up beheading King Charles, which, there's a valuable lesson to learn. The Founding Fathers had that in their mind. No, you cannot just rule as God. That's why they created a republic. Everyone must be subject to the law. The law says thou shalt not murder. So it doesn't matter if you're the king or a peon. You cannot go around and kill. That's going to be enshrined in our fundamental principles underpinning our government. And even if you can get a majority of 95%, you still can't murder me. You still can't shut down my newspaper. You still can't burn down my church.
Exactly. But here we are, in a sense, defying gravity, Alex. I often say is that, these are one of those, inalienable laws that are right there. I mean, the law of gravity, but yet people still want to defy it at their own expense. And there is so much of the infrastructure that God has established that is just like gravity that we're kicking at the goads and fighting. But like you said, if you're not willing to go back and even take the opening verse of Genesis, in the beginning, God, not in the beginning, Joe Biden or Barack Obama or any other political figure, God Almighty himself. And this whole idea that there should be a separation of church and state and what they meant by that, the founding fathers knew that a country without God was going to be death, that it could not sustain itself. And we've lost that along the way because there were these interests that came in, and I say they probably came in during the time of Darwin, because Darwin brought, in a sense, a spiritual pandemic into the body politic, into taking God out of the body politic. And then we get back to the book of Judges so that people can see things according to their own eyes and do as they darn well please. Well, how has that been working for you?
Yeah, and I think people are going to find out in very short order here that it is going to work even worse than it's working right now as we continue down this path. What you just said is so important for people to understand, Bill. When you have a system where truth is relative, where morality is up to every individual to determine, and we don't have God and truth as an anchor, what ends up happening is catastrophe. Every time, everywhere, always.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. Did President Biden play a role in his son's non-cooperation with a congressional subpoena? House Republicans are currently probing allegations that he may have advised his son, Hunter Biden, not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry. Senior U.S. officials from the Biden administration took part in what's being called a very productive meeting with their Mexican counterparts yesterday about migration. In southwest Miami-Dade County, yesterday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man and left a woman hospitalized. The victims have not been identified. Fox News anchor and reporter Matt Napolitano passed away at the age of 33 in New York City after a brief illness. His husband, Ricky Whitcomb, saying he had been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease almost 2 decades ago. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Been on a slippery slide. We have forgotten imago Deo, made in God's image, and how sacred each life is. And we have become a nation of murderers, frankly. And it is, I think that if you look back historically, there is no nation who has killed its children that was not judged.
Yep. And the Bible says that the blood of the innocent cries out to God for justice. And I can't even begin to imagine what the blood of 65 million innocent
exactly.
babies sounds like. And at this point, I would not be surprised at all if the United States were to be vaporized tomorrow. You know, the only thing we have going for us is that there's still a few righteous people around, made righteous through Christ. Because, otherwise, this nation, and it's not even just the slaughter of babies, as if that were just a small thing. The United States is exporting this stuff. I mean, the Biden administration right now is bullying governments around the world to legalize the killing of unborn babies, to invent so-called homosexual marriages. We're exporting pornography to every corner of the globe, whereas once we sent missionaries and Bibles all over the world, today we send pornography, filth, and ambassadors to go pester you about legalizing the killing of babies. This cannot continue, and it will not continue much longer.
Well, and also, let's not forget, with our open borders, we're promoting this deviancy of human trafficking of young kids. I know when we first started hearing reports on it, most people, Alex, thought, oh, it's adults. But we can be thankful for that movie, Sound of Freedom, that is opening up the eyes of America's citizens that are saying, no, we're not talking adults. We're talking 7, 8-year-old and younger and in that range that are being brought into this country to be used as sexual objects, to be abused. As, you know, one trafficker said that, you know, if you sell drugs, you sell it once. But a child, you can sell five times a day, right? 5-10 times a day.
Yeah, it's so horrific. And, you know, are we really surprised when a society thinks it's okay to slaughter unborn babies? Are we really surprised to see horrors like this taking place? There's no value on human life. Many of us have stopped recognizing that every human being is created in the image of God. And immorality now is just running rampant. And, you know, we see the consequences of that, and it's going to get worse.
Well, and as you also say that, you know, our kids are not, you know, are not being taught anymore. It's more like they're being groomed. And of all things, by public educators, this is just absolutely mind-blowing to me, Alex.
It is. And grooming is really the appropriate word to use here. I mean, I've talked to a lot of experts on this very issue. And what they say is, you know, what groomers do, what perverts do who want to groom children for sexual activity, they start by desensitizing them. They give them these words. They give them these images so that it's not shocking to the conscience anymore. That's how it begins. And then from there, you ease them in little by little. It's exactly what Planned Parenthood is doing. It's exactly what the United Nations is recommending be done to children all over the world now. These people need to be held accountable. This is
exactly
monstrous on a massive scale.
Well, and I was amazed here recently. There was an interview. I believe she was a psychologist, Alex. I don't know if you saw this or not. But she was talking about how being involved in, you know, some sort of sexual involvement with adult, that the participation of it, how good it felt. And she was romanticizing this whole idea and not even considering for a moment what it was doing in terms of stealing the innocence of that young child.
Yep. And, you know, that's what happens when you're handed over to a reprobate mind is, you know, the child becomes insignificant to you. The morals of the thing become insignificant. And, you know, and you know, this really is in line with human nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible teaches that mankind is desperately wicked. Our hearts are dark.
Right.
And it's only through God, through Christ, that we can be made right. And so it's human nature to do wickedness. It doesn't mean we'll do the absolute most horrible things we could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when that's unrestrained by morality, when that's unrestrained by a church, and when that's unrestrained by a government, or worse, when, like today, when that's encouraged by a government,
exactly,
it's just wickedness runs rampant. And children are murdered, children are groomed, children are abused. And, you know, what could be more horrific than doing that to a child?
Well, you're exactly right, Alex. What we've, you know, denigrated ourselves to, and it's just, it's shocking. And I keep praying and asking God, what are the words to say that will hold people accountable, that will stop them in their tracks, to give them a moment of sobriety to where they're able to see the truth and the perniciousness of this kind of behavior and what it's doing. I mean, here we are, you know, the damage that we're doing to kids with, you know, puberty blockers and, you know, sexual confusion, talking about sex. I mean, like, you know, the recurring theme in the Song of Solomon, don't wake up love before it's time. And here we are, we're waking it up and introducing it to kids that are not mature enough to understand what all the sexual experience involves. And we're destroying their lives and their innocence along the way. For what?
It does, Bill. It really does. And the government knows this, right? There was a great doctor who worked in the Reagan administration on a commission that dealt with this. His name was Dr. Melvin Anschel. And he wrote a whole book about it. I was so horrified as I was reading it. And it talks about, you know, being exposed to these types of things as children, the fornication, you know, sexual relations outside of wedlock, that being exposed to this stuff early has lifelong consequences. This is something that's going to affect your marriage. It's going to affect your future family. And it really is catastrophic on the minds and the hearts of these young people. And yet today that is the norm, right? That is the norm among young people in America.
Yeah, it is amazing. We're talking with Alex Newman, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex, you have been covering digital currencies, and we're being told it's being rolled out now. I mean, they're not holding back, I think, because the Biden administration being in the position it is, and they see that their influence is waning, and there's a good possibility that he will not be reelected. And so the deep state and the World Economic Forum is doing everything they can to move with a sense of immediacy to take over our currency.
Yes, and digital currencies are being rolled out very rapidly. Some nations have already introduced them. In fact, a couple hundred miles less than that from where I'm sitting right now, Bahamas has already rolled out their new central bank digital currency. They call it the Sand Dollar. This is being coordinated by the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. Joe Biden is 100% on board. In fact, March of 2022, he signed an executive order saying the U.S. government places the highest urgency on developing and deploying a central bank digital currency. The Federal Reserve is already running pilot programs and building out the architecture. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, the summer Davos that they just held in China a few months ago, they were talking about they're going to make these programmable so that you can't buy things that the government considers undesirable. They could put a time limit on how long you have to spend them.
Well, you know, we talked about infrastructure. I mean, whether it's the cartels, you got the deep state infrastructure, you got the CCP infrastructure, and we're not talking external anymore, Alex. This is within the United States. We know the CCP has captured elites. The likes of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi go down the list. Trevor Loudon has done extensive research. Over 100 United States representatives are card-carrying communists, and they bow their knee to the CCP. And, you know, it makes you wonder. I mean, they put their hand on the Bible, swearing allegiance to the United States to protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it's like, well, what are they doing? Do they have, do they cross their finger with their odd hand or something? And they basically have given a false oath to the citizens of America?
Yeah, well, they have no honor, right? When a normal person puts his or her hand on the Bible and swears to do something, that is deadly serious. When people who hate God or wage war on God or reject God do that, they don't care. For them, they might as well put their hand on a, you know, a coloring book. For them, it makes no difference.
Well, we had a recent, I can't remember what she was appointed to, but she took her oath of office and put her hand on a book from Seuss.
Yeah, it's mocking us. It's it is just absolutely grotesque. And, you know, Saul Alinsky was kind of a pioneer of this on multiple fronts, right? For the one, he said, you know, because the ends are good, you can use any means you want, whether that's lying, cheating, stealing, vote rigging. It doesn't matter. Because it's for helping the poor, it doesn't matter what we do. Then you combine that with this idea of ridiculing everyone and everything you oppose, and you get things like, hey, I'm going to put my hand on a Dr. Seuss book to mock Americans, to mock the Bible, and to mock truth. And again, this is going to end very badly if it's not turned around.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We've allowed our leadership to take us down this road. This is why those three important words, and why they don't want you to read, you know, the opening of the Declaration of Independence, we the people. And that is those most powerful three words in that Declaration of Independence. That is our manifesto, isn't it?
Yep. And to add insult to injury, Bill, and we're seeing this already. They're now telling us that the very problems created by their lawlessness, by their big government, by their intervention in the economy, they're now blaming that on capitalism. I mean, it's like Hugo Chavez reincarnated, right? You got Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren saying, oh, the reason the economy is so bad is because evil, greedy capitalists are price gouging when you buy your gasoline or when you go to your local mom and pop grocery store. What a bunch of baloney. That's the exact same nonsense that Hugo Chavez and every other mass murdering Marxist said right before they started putting people in concentration camps. It's a lie from the pit of hell, and anybody who knows the first thing about economics will be able to tell you, nope, the reason we became so rich and prosperous, the reason why even poor Americans had it better than the wealthiest people in the world even 150 years ago is because of the free market system, because of the economic liberty that was all rooted in those first principles that we discussed earlier.
Alex, why is it that the people do not get that what Joe Biden did on his first day of office in killing fossil fuels, that was the key domino that tripped up everything, that took us into this inflationary economic spiral dive that we've been in, you know, just bordering on recession. That was probably the single biggest thing, not to mention, you know, all the extra political payoffs and money that he dumped into the system to exacerbate the problem all the more. And even to the degree that shamefully he says, oh, the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
Right. That really, it was misnomered. It really didn't. Well, no kidding. We knew that from the get-go, didn't we?
We sure did, and we tried to sound the alarm about it. And unfortunately, the fake media was not interested in the truth. They were interested in selling this lipstick with pig on it for the Joe Biden administration. And, you know, that's the reality. I think Americans now understand, if you look at the polls, Americans don't believe the media anymore. But unfortunately, they don't know where to go to get the truth. So we have a situation where people just say, hey, what's the point of watching the media? There's no point. It's all lies anyway. But so they don't know where the truth lies. And that's what we really have to work on, is we have to reach your average common American where they're at. And we've got to bypass the media to do that.
Yeah, it's amazing, because if you look and believe the polling, they come up with numbers and you go, how? Well, how do you think that he's doing a good job? I mean, based on what?
Yep, exactly. And, you know, we got to assume that a lot of these polls are manipulations. They've got a lot of different ways they try to manipulate the results. They oversample Democrats. They undersample Republicans. But, you know, we do have some contingent. I think the last poll I saw said that about one-fourth of Americans still have some trust in the media. Are these people living under a rock? I mean, do they have marmalade for brains? What in the way? How could you still trust the media after they've been caught lying so much, so like on everything?
Right.
But, you know, some people will never learn.
Well, that's why we like the old days. You know, we quoted the Old Testament. The Old Testament knew how to manage disinformation, right? It didn't last very long. If you were out there as a prophet spewing, you know, some stinking thinking and bad stuff, and it didn't happen, well, then you were eliminated pretty quick, because that let the other people who would be the purveyors of misinformation that you probably shouldn't do that. Maybe you should find another gig so that you can continue to live, right?
That's right. Yep. And, you know, we do need to restore some semblance of accountability, right? What about those 51 clowns from the intelligence community that told us that the Biden laptop was probably Russian disinformation? Who's going to hold these people accountable? They ought to be dragged into Congress right this moment, put under oath and say, what did you know? When did you know it? And who's going to be held accountable for this? When are they going to be fired, et cetera? And the media, of course, amplified that. The clowns at the social media companies suppressed that story. Why has there been no accountability? I mean, we can go back a little further. The injections. Oh, this is safe and effective. You're not going to get COVID if you take your. But they lied. They absolutely lied. And instead of going back and saying, you lied, you need to be held responsible, we say, oh, let's just move on to the next issue.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, we have been lied to. And it takes a discerning people. And I think that we're getting to that point where more and more people are realizing who's, you know, who's lying. And these institutions, you know, you mentioned, look at what the FBI did. The FBI knew a year in advance that Hunter laptop was legit, and they said nothing. And they participated in this cabal with the deep state, with, you know, social media oligarchs, to give cover to Joe Biden so that he would be elected. So here we are. I mean, you've got anywhere from, let's just say in round numbers, Alex, 15% of those who said they voted for Joe Biden would not have voted for Joe Biden had they known that the Hunter laptop was legitimate and not Russian disinformation. Well, run the numbers. Run the numbers. There's no way that Joe Biden, even with all the shenanigans and manipulation that he did, which 62% of America says they don't believe in the outcome, but the government, and you understand, they got the result they wanted. So they're not going to deposit one dime into confirming whether or not the 2020 election was legitimate. But man, they'll sure spend millions of dollars of taxpayers' money to prove that January 6th was an insurrection, right?
Yep. Yep. And, of course, we know January 6th was a critical part of this whole operation, right? And we just got some new insight on that from the chief of Capitol Police in the interview with Tucker Carlson. The thing was crawling with federal operatives. So
yeah, I think you had like 3-4 dozen federal operatives that were involved, right?
Yep. And you had Antifa operatives who were at the forefront of this, breaking windows. You had Trump supporters saying, no, don't do that. What are you doing? Why are you breaking stuff? Don't hit people. So this was an operation, and it was a critical operation. If you remember, there was a whole list of senators and congressmen who were going to challenge the fraud, who were going to say, let's kick this back to the states. Let's have a legitimate investigation. And when that happened, it all disappeared, and the new narrative was, oh, my goodness, you're a Trump supporter, you're a dangerous terrorist extremist, and you need to be held accountable.
It took all the wind out of the sail for, you know, confirming whether or not the election was stolen. And to this day, sadly, when you have so many people believing that it was, I mean, this is not the America that we want to live in, Alex. This isn't win-win for all concerned. And here we are going into 2024, and you've got all these indictments on Donald Trump, this suppression of the vote from a party that says, oh, you know, they're so concerned about suppressing the vote. And what they're doing and interfering with this election is just wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, it really is. And I think we're going to see a repeat in 2024 of what we saw in 2020 and 2022 unless drastic action is taken. And, you know, I think really there's a real valuable lesson here to be learned from what they're doing against Donald Trump and against his associates. We've got Republican states. We've got more Republican states than Democrat states. A lot of these crimes that are being perpetrated against the American people, there's an obvious nexus with Oklahoma, with Texas, with Montana, with Idaho. If some local yokel Manhattan prosecutor or Georgia prosecutor can start bringing down all these people for alleged crimes, where are the Republican prosecutors, the red states, going after the actual criminals who are actually perpetrating horrific crimes against our people and against our republic? They need to take a playbook from the left's handbook, except we can do it morally and with justification while they're doing it just lawlessly. So
you almost think it's inevitable, Alex, because something has got to give, because you know, the thing is about bullies, and they're bullies. Okay.
Oh, yes.
And we learned this our first day in school, right? In the sandbox of life is that if a bully came to you and if you kowtowed, forget it. You're going to be bullied and tormented for the rest of your educational life. So you learn real quick that you have to bully a bully. And this is, it's amazing to me how some of this has gotten lost in translation is that we must bully these bullies back. If not, we're, you know, they're having their way with us, and they're happy to do so.
Yep. And I think there's several reasons why this happens. For one, we have a lot of controlled opposition leaders, right? They figured out a long time ago that the best way to neutralize your opposition is to run it, to control it. So they, you know, as soon as they see a movement growing and people are upset, they'll pop in some fake leader and say, oh, look, he's leading the parade. No, he's not. You just popped him in there. So we got to stop following the fake leaders that are being provided for us. We also need to understand, too, that, you know, there's a big misconception among conservatives. Well, if we just show that we have better ideas, if we just articulate our ideological position in terms that people can understand, everything's going to be fine. No, you're misunderstanding this, right? These people know they're doing evil. They're not misguided. You know, your ragamuffins in the street may not know, but at the higher levels, they know full well what they're doing. And finally, you know, the Apostle Paul expresses this very clearly in Ephesians 6. We're up against not just flesh and blood. Right? It's not just George Soros and Bill Gates and the rest of the clown car. We're talking about demonic forces from the pit of hell that fully intend to do you in. They hate God. They hate you. They hate your country. They hate family. They hate everything good. And we're in a spiritual war here, and you can't just rely on carnal weapons in a spiritual war.
We got about a minute left here, Alex, to your point. Look what happened to Germany. 10% controlled 90%, right? I'm going to let you summarize things. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill. So we are in the struggle of our lives. Our civilization is at stake, our churches, our family, our country, our liberties. It's all on the line, but we don't have to let it fall, not on our watch. And so I hope you'll get involved, folks. Sign up for The New American. Go to my website, libertysentinel.org. You can get signed up for the newsletter. And, Bill, thank you so much for having me on the program. It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate all that you do.
Alex, thank you. I appreciate you as well. Alex Newman, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media and senior editor for The New American Magazine. Our thanks to Alex for coming on today. For more information, to be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go and be blessed and be a blessing to others. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer.